Very much. So technology foresight, technology assessment, or 4C, strategic foresight, as Angtad has just shared with us, offers a critical opportunity to anticipate societal impacts, broader societal perspectives, and help more inclusive, evidence-based decision-making, particularly in the light of rapid evolution of artificial intelligence, digital platforms, and automation. However, gender considerations are too often missing in assessment and foresight exercises. This omission is not just a gap in analysis, it is a barrier to creating the truly inclusive, sustainable futures envisioned by the Pact for the Future and the Global Digital Compact, as well as attaining the Sustainable Development Goals. The urgency of integrating gender perspective and analysis into technology foresight and technology assessment cannot be overstated. The digital gender gap remains a global challenge. Women are less likely to access the internet, own a mobile phone, or have the digital skills necessary to thrive in a new digital and technological economy. Moreover, as AI becomes embedded in various sectors, we see the growing reality that gender biases will be embedded and amplified by these technology systems. Data on women is less likely to be captured, and without intentional, inclusive foresight, the tools we develop today could further marginalize women and girls tomorrow. In order to have excellence in 21st century science and technology for development, gender analysis is not optional. It is imperative to ensure that technological advancements benefit everyone, as each of the previous panelists have so eloquently said, and so that these technologies do not perpetuate existing inequalities. We wish to outline several actionable steps to address the pressing issue. One is to institutionalize gender analysis into technology foresight and technology assessment processes. We must make gender and social inclusion analysis a standard component of all technology foresight and assessment methodologies. This includes ensuring that all data used in foresight and assessment activities is disaggregated by sex, age, ability, socioeconomic level, and that gender and social inclusion impacts of new technologies are analyzed thoroughly. It also requires that gender and social inclusion experts and the knowledge to be have the knowledge to be integrated into foresight and assessment processes in order to ensure that gender and social inclusion dimensions of technology processes are included. For example, a foresight analysis of the best time and mode to collect milk from women dairy producers in Ethiopia included analysis of women producers' production levels, daily time schedules, cost to deliver milk to collection centers, as well as analysis of acceptable times between milking and cooling. As foresight practitioners, we cannot assume that technologies will affect men and women equally. In fact, they rarely do. By embedding gender-responsive methodologies, we can preemptively identify and mitigate unequal impacts. Yet, incorporating gender analysis requires expertise. Foresight and technology assessment teams must be multidisciplinary and include gender and social inclusion specialists, domain experts, and those with lived experience to ensure that gender is integrated throughout the technology process. These experts should also have expertise in the sector of the economy or the technology framework utilized in the foresight exercise. But beyond technical expertise, these specialists will help guide foresight activities to consider the structural and societal factors that affect how women and men engage with technology differently and how women are particularly impacted by new and emerging technologies. 4C, strategic foresight, technology foresight and assessment must be accompanied by action to increase women's leadership in technology centers, sectors and in decision-making processes and fora. We need measurable targets for gender parity in leadership positions within government bodies, government-funded research institutions, and incentives from governments to the private sector to embrace this parity, because women must be present and be heard at the decision-making tables where the technologies of tomorrow are being shaped and foresight is being discussed. As we move forward, we must evaluate the impacts of technological policies with gender-responsive metrics and analytical frameworks. This includes developing indicators that measure how technological advancements affect women's access to resources, employment, and opportunities, and their abilities to benefit from these resources, employment, and opportunities. In this regard, with Foresty, we can proactively address the digital gender gap with targeted foresight programs that ensure women have the skills and access they need to participate fully in the digital economy. These initiatives should be designed to address the specific barriers that women, particularly those in marginalized communities, face in accessing and using, and also in creating new digital tools. Regular monitoring and evaluation will allow us to make adjustments in real time to ensure that policies to promote gender equality benefit everyone. In order to avoid adverse impacts, new technologies need to be evaluated before they are deployed. Technology foresight and assessment processes, as many of our colleagues have just said, must actively engage diverse stakeholders. Methods like co-creation workshops and participatory simulations can provide valuable insights and ensure that policies are shaped by those who will be most affected by the technological changes. This collaboration fosters trust, increases the relevance of foresight outcomes, and ultimately will lead to more innovative and equitable solution. So to make gender analysis an enduring part of technology foresight and assessment, we need to invest in capacity building programs, also mentioned by all before me, that train practitioners on how to effectively integrate gender perspectives and gender and social inclusion experts who actually understand technology. So it works both ways. Gender analysis cannot be an afterthought. It must be a core competency for anyone involved in shaping our technological futures. Government and institutions must fund and promote multidisciplinary training programs to foster this culture of gender-responsive foresight. So finally, we must act now. The rapid pace of technological change means that the window of opportunity to influence these developments is narrowing. The policies and systems we design today will determine whether women and girls are empowered to contribute to and benefit from the future, or whether they remain sidelined. We cannot afford to wait. Integrating gender analysis into technology foresight and assessment is a strategic imperative for building a more just, inclusive, and sustainable world. Thank you.